Now, in winter, I always feel like we panic a little bit and we go, oh no, what's on? Nothing good's on. Oh dear, oh, it's cold. Well, don't you worry, because there is a brilliant, brilliant show coming up very soon. There are definitely, definitely a big name in New Zealand music, and that will mature finally into legendary status as the years go by. I am, of course, talking about Tiny Ruins, who's about to go on a solo winter tour, and I have the amazing Holly on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Liam. Thanks for fluffing up my feathers like that.
Hey, you're most welcome. How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning up here in Tamaki. The sun is coming through the kauri trees.
Oh, lovely. Ooh.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, tell me, how is life? How has 2024 treated you so far?
It's going well. We're working on a new album, so we've got together and been workshopping new songs, and now as a band, like, one of us is going overseas for a few months, and so it seems like an opportunity for me to come and do some solo shows. And also, I'm having another child.
Congratulations!
Thanks.
Oh my gosh!
I know, that's another reason, because I'm going to be, inundated with a newborn land for, probably the rest of the year and longer. And so, come August, I will be the parent of two, and. So that's, like another reason why I'm like, you got to get on the road now. 30 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, I'm no parenting expert, but I've gathered they do take up a bit of your time having children. Well, I love that you're getting in a wee tour before all that happens. And by all sounds of it, it's going to be quite a kind of lovely wee tour you got.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm like, yes, I'm going on the road, just on my own. It's going to be really special, I think. I'm going to try out some new material, and I think it's going to be quite. In fact, the piano is probably the largest of the venues.
Right.
All really, really small. So, I'm revving myself up for the piano, because I know that stage is quite big, and I'm gonna try and make it as intimate as I can. Yeah.
It's an interesting space. Like, it can be kind of given a intimate atmosphere if you do it right. I think. Your show's gonna be amazing anyway. I don't think anyone's worried about that, that's for sure. Now, tell me, because you're on your own, do you kind of feel a little more freedom to, like, try out some things?
Yeah, it's a very different exchange that happens when you play solo. The connection to the audience is, like, kind of doubly intense, I feel like.
Yeah, right.
When you have other bandmates on stage, you're kind of, the energy transfer is like to them and to the audience, but when it's just you, you're it's a really different feeling, and I think there's a little bit more space to maybe tell a couple of stories and like delve into some material that maybe you wouldn't ordinarily with the band, like songs you haven't played for years, or maybe a cover or two. Like I'm doing the set list. I'm planning my set list right now, and it's quite fun, because it's a really different approach to playing with a band.
Yeah, I can imagine. And like, are you, because there are musicians all kind of approach this quite differently, but are you one who like enjoys kind of talking on stage and like interacting with the audience between songs and so on? Are you kind of, are you typically a stick to the set list and do it type musician?
No, I feel like every show I do is quite different.
That's
me,
cool.
And I,
yeah, right.
I tend to like walk out onto the stage and just kind of try and gauge how everything is feeling and go from there. But it's, yeah, I think I'm, I mean, I think it's a not necessarily a strength, but I can be quite like disarmed on stage. I don't stick to a script or anything, and you can hear my daughter screeching coming up the stairs.
Hey, no, that is quite okay.
She's about to get dressed. no. I think I can be quite candid, and sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it feels a bit rambly, but I usually am just kind of feeling out what the audience is responding to, and yeah, it's quite a nice thing to not have a like really, you know, gridlocked feeling of like this is the way the set goes every night, and if it strays from that, then it failed or something. That's not how I feel about playing at all. So sometimes it can be a bit too casual, but that's just kind of the way I am.
Oh, that is so fantastic! That's such a gift, and like in of itself, such a talent as well. Now, you were, of course, nominated for, I believe it was Tate Prize and the Silver Scroll this year?
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations. Year, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much. We were really chuffed. Very chuffed to be amongst that 10, because I know how hard it is to, like, get into these things and, I don't know, for people to even listen to your music these days is like a bit of an achievement in and of itself. So, yeah, that was really lovely.
Now, do we hold a good, like, award ceremony in New Zealand for these sort of things? Because I've never been to one, but are they good? Are they fun?
The Tate is, like, the Tate is probably the most laid back. It's, and although I was talking to someone at the Tate who, I won't name them, but an artist from Dunedin, and they were like, this is so Auckland. They were just like, oh, God. You know, I actually loved it when we brought the Silver Skulls down to Dunedin. And I don't know why they haven't done that with Ototahi either. Like,
it's all right. We're used to being overlooked. It's fine. It's fine.
But, you know, it's fun to spread them out. I know,
yeah,
it's
totally.
A logistical nightmare, but I think that it would only be fair, really.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you know.
And
buckling you up now.
Yeah. On that note, it should be mentioned, actually, your tour does start in Dunedin and then Christchurch. You've acknowledged that, and you've started in the best places first, so thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I think Christchurch has been like the first show of the tour for the last two or three tours, and it means that I'm often like a little bit nervous, but the show's quite like experimental or something in Christchurch. I feel like Christchurch is getting a lot of, this is the first time the song has been played.
Yeah, hell yeah, we love that.
So yeah, I'm happy to be starting again down south.
Now, how many times will you be saying that on this tour, do you think?
I'm happy to be starting this down south.
No, this is the first time the song's been performed.
I reckon at least a couple.
I'll
play
fun.
A couple of new songs. Yeah, yeah.
And now, if people do want tickets to this tour, where can they go and get those?
They can go to the Piano website, or they can go to tinyruins.com and there'll be a link on the show's page.
Damn, yeah. You've got .com. Oh, you got the big money.
Because we're so old. We've been doing it so long. The internet had just been invented.
No. Honestly, you all look like a band of young 20-year-olds.
Well, thank you, Liam.
You are most welcome. Holly, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning, and I'm so excited for your tour, as I think everyone else is. Oh my God, all the music you put out is amazing. So I'm really excited for this, and thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. I'm sorry about the scrawling toddler
coming real. It's what broadcasting needs is a bit of raw family life, you know.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
And that is the lovely Holly Fulbrook of Tiny Ruins, who is going on a solo tour starting next month, June 7th, playing at the piano. Go to tinyruins.com to get your tickets.